What about all the attempts, if you go back, did you know, for example, that the Lord's Prayer until the, 1960-61 Supreme Court decision, Lord's Prayer was said in school. Bible reading happened regularly in public school. Lord's Prayer in public school. We didn't end up with a theocracy, as liberals would have you think would happen if, in fact, that happened today. But anyway, there is this push, this effort that abounds to remove all expression of faith from the public square. And what has been the net impact of all of this? Now, there's going to be a big event. It's happening on May the 7th at the U.S. Capitol. And it is commemorating the 225th anniversary of George Washington having been elected and Congress joining together to pray on America's behalf. How odd would that seem if it happened today in some people's minds? So you have people like Ted Cruz and Michelle Bachmann and others that are going to be showing up there. And Pastor Robert Jeffress is also putting it together. He's going to be there as well. You believe that the effort by the left to remove faith from the public square has had an impact on the decline of culture, right?
Absolutely, Sean. And I had a reporter ask me recently, do you think it's such a big deal that Bible reading's not in the school and prayers? I mean, what difference does it make? And I turned the question around and I said, okay, in the last 50 years, since there has been such a rabid attempt by liberals to completely outlaw public expressions of faith, is our culture better off or worse off? I mean, look at the wave of violence in the schools we hear about, it seems like almost weekly, the flood of filth coming from television and the internet, the acceptance of immorality. I don't think you can separate that, Sean, from what's happening in the rabid attempt by liberals to pervert the First Amendment. I mean, the fact is, Dostoevsky said, where there is no God, everything is permitted.
See, my answer to this is, for example, I believe in choice and education. So that means that if a group of people want to get together and they want to form a school and at its foundation is their Christian faith or their Jewish faith or their Islamic faith, I don't have a problem with it. But you know what?
No.
I think the problem is government has made it such that, you know, look at, for example, they have these charter schools in New York where kids that go to these charter schools, you know, 80% of them are passing the statewide efficiency exam, whatever it is. And then you have 30% contrary in the public school system pass it. And then they try to shut down the school that's getting 80% where they should be duplicating those schools, those models.
Absolutely. And Sean, all of this can be traced back to a perversion of the First Amendment. You know, the First Amendment's very clear that Congress cannot establish a state religion. But we've allowed revisionists, even people like Sandra Day O'Connor, who changed the word establish to endorse. And now that's the test. Is government in any way endorsing any religion? Well, the founders knew what the meaning of words were, and they said established for a reason. You talked about this event we're doing in the Capitol next week. Did you know the person who signed the legislation that allowed church services in the Capitol, in Statuary Hall, where we're going to be, was Thomas Jefferson? And interestingly, President Jefferson attended church services in the Capitol on a regular basis. He did so even on January the 3rd, 1802, 2 days after he penned that letter about the separation of church and state. And so he saw no problem in government supporting Christian worship.
You know what's next, though? The next thing is, you know, God save the court in the United States. You watch all reference, I think, to God is probably going to be removed over time because you have, you know, the very small minority of people out there that have their special interests and they keep going through the courts and they keep pressuring politicians. And in the end, I suspect they're probably going to be successful, which is why I guess you're going to this event, because you don't want them to be successful.
I don't. And I think it's time for us as Christians and conservatives to rescue the First Amendment from people who have perverted its meaning, like the Religion of Freedom from Religion Foundation and others who are turning and twisting the Constitution into something that it never meant. And, Sean, that's why elections have consequences. You know, Salem, I know, airs your program on a number of outlets. Mm-hmm. They are sending me around the country right now to talk to pastors about the need to mobilize people to get involved in elections. There are 50 million evangelical Christians in America. Only a quarter of them voted in 2012. And I believe if we would stand up and vote not Republican or Democrat values, but biblically based moral values, we could turn this country around overnight.
Do you think any of this, the evangelical vote, had anything to do with the fact that Mitt Romney was LDS? Because some people have speculated that.
Look, I don't think, I was outspoken about that in the 2012 election, but I don't think that was Romney's biggest problem. The problem was he was a conservative out of convenience and not out of conviction. And my own personal belief is if evangelicals don't stand up and vote, and if the Republican Party doesn't get somebody in there who embraces, or for that matter, the Democrat Party. I mean, I think anybody's vote is to be had if they echo conservative Christian values. But I think if they go after an establishment candidate, it's going to be Romney, McCain, Dole all over again. I think evangelicals have shown that they are going to sit at home rather than vote for a conservative who is won out of convenience rather than conviction.
All right, so you have a website. It's Washington, meaning George Washington, this event commemorating the 225th anniversary of President Washington and Congress joining together to pray on America's behalf. It's May the 7th. And it's called Washington, a Man of Prayer. You're going to be there. Huckabee's going to be there. Cruz is going to be there. Michelle Bachmann's going to be there. You're going to be there. So it's, I guess, anybody can go?
It's actually for Congress. All of the Congress has been invited to come. It's nonpartisan. We have a Catholic priest, I believe, who will be praying, a man of Jewish faith who is a Messianic Jew who will be praying. So it is a nonpartisan event, and it's going to be simulcast, Sean, throughout the nation. Many churches will be airing it Wednesday night for their congregations together and worship. And I believe we really can turn the direction of this nation around as if we go back to the founders' intent. And Sean, make no mistake about it, America was founded as a Christian nation. That doesn't mean we don't welcome and allow expressions of other faith, but this nation was founded as a Christian nation. We need to return to our spiritual roots.
Well, I think it's Judeo-Christian values that have built American society, and upon those values, you know, listen, I think all of us could use a little more faith in God in our lives, and you know what? You see, the culture, it's deteriorating. It's upsetting. But anyway, Pastor, appreciate you being with us.
Sean, thanks for having me.